chapter 121, wearing average clothes and abstaining from unnecessarily wearing such clothes as will make a person an object of criticism. And Ibn Shaib and Abi Hanjaddihi radiallahu ta'ala qala qala Rasulullah sallam, inna Allah yuhibba an yara athara ni'matihi ala abdihi. Rawat al-Mil al-Qala al-Hasan hadithi sun hasan. Al-Amr ibn Shaib radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his grandfather, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the effects of his bounties on his servant. Amr ibn Shaib radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his grandfather, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the effects of his bounties, his ni'mat, on his servant. So if Allah has given you money is to spend, not to hoard, to take into the grave. So a person has money to buy clothes. Instead of wearing nice, decent clothes, he wears all tattered clothes, patch. That's a different thing. Someone had patch clothes, someone Khattab had patches on his clothes. But when if Allah has given you so much money, Allah likes to see you spend that money on yourself too. But a person, his ni'mat, when you give somebody a present, you give him a jabba, you give him a pen, you give anybody any present. And when you see that person using your present, you feel very happy. How happy does Allah feel when Allah's giving you something and you're using it? Understand? So even when people have money and they do stinginess, that's wrong too. That's different, that a person be stingy upon himself and his family, but more on the ummah. And that's the way of the salaf. And that's the way it should be. But it doesn't mean that a person goes around with tattered and patched clothes and people think he's poor. People think he's poor. You know, you're not poor. Allah's given you ni'mat. Why are you showing people seeing that you're poor? So when Allah's given you a ni'mat, then Allah likes to see the ni'mat upon you. So you should use it, you should think. So if a person has means, then he should have decent clothes, not so expensive, not so, not shattered, tattered, patched clothes. And there's a different thing for the sake of sunnah. A person has some patch in his pants here. Nobody could see. And patch it himself, like Rasulullah did. Nobody could see. So a person could act upon a sunnah, but nobody could see it too. Understand? So sometimes if you're ripped here, you take a patch, you take yourself, you stitch it. Because Rasulullah stitches his own clothes too, patch it. And then you have a patch right here, nobody could see it. The nice jubba at the top of us. And there, there's a sunnah you're acting upon, nobody could see it. Because if you love a sunnah, you want to act upon it. So if Rasulullah wore patch clothes, or something like that, if we get narration, then you want to act upon it, then you can act upon it. But in a manner that's befitting, Allah enable us to act upon all the sunnahs.